Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Over the years, I have talked to lots of young men and women who were in big trouble. I've sat on the curbs and talked to the young nomads who wander from place to place. I've talked to men in the city jail, the state penitentiary, and the military brig. I've talked to kids at church meetings who were trying to find their way back. A great majority of them finally came to the same conclusion. After much heartache and many tears, they will freely admit, "You know, I should have listened to Mom and Dad." The Bible is clear. The first commandment with promise was, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Jesus, of course, is our prime example of this, as he is in all things. Although all the angels of God worship him, he was subject to his parents. There are two words of instruction that are given to the young man. First, he must listen with a view to obedience. He does not listen to decide whether or not he will respond and do what he's been given to do. He listens as a pupil listens to his teacher, as a learner listens for his instructions. He has already concluded that what he hears will be right, and that his father has his best interests at heart. He knows his dad wants to help him, give him valuable guidance, and put him on the right path. And the second is to forsake not. That was the essence of the advice the Apostle Paul gave to Timothy. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Today there are thousands of young men and women who are walking in the bypaths of sin, not because they don't know the way, but because they have forsaken it. They are on the wrong path, either because of willful disobedience or the subtlety of Satan. Notice also in this passage that both parents are involved in the training of the child. How often do you hear the statement, "Well, I leave all that religious stuff to the wife. She can make sure the kids are gotten to Sunday school." The idea comes through that dad is involved in things that are more important. He can get his boy to the Little League baseball game, but church is further down the list in importance. He doesn't have time. It really doesn't matter. The problem is that the son or daughter soon realizes that and picks up that attitude and begins to think that if that's what dad thinks, then it must be right. And that's a tragedy. A godly heritage that results in a godly life is an honor both to the parents and child. When the passage speaks of chains about the neck, it refers to the honor that was often bestowed on one who had earned it. Joseph was honored in this way by Pharaoh, and Daniel by the king. This book provides a wealth of instruction to both parents and children alike.